Hello, everyone, and welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vail here, your host, and also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN Television. I am so thrilled today to share a young man that is making such a difference in so many lives. Oh my gosh. I have Tyler Miller. He specializes in progressive education and developing positive student culture. He is a successful entrepreneur, accomplished educational leadership expert, life coach for kids. I love that. And radio show host of The Tyler Miller Show, Embracing Your Classic Spirit. He is recognized for personal maturity, sound judgment, forward-facing vision, and all-around positive attitude. Yay, the positive attitude, Tyler. Welcome, Tyler. I am so honored to have you on the show.
Thanks, Paula. I'm thrilled to be here also. Oh. Thanks for the lovely, lovely welcome to your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, let's begin with a bit of your background and tell us, you know, what brought you to where you are today? What triggered you to go down the path that, you've chosen?
Okay, yeah, I'd love to. So a little bit about where I am right now. So I work as a education consultant for Franklin Covey, and I do training and development for schools, and I do it mainly with the staff, but I also do some side work working with students. And I've also started doing some life coaching with kids on a weekly basis. And I've also done a little bit of program development around leadership, student leadership with high schools. And man, what started me on this whole path and getting me to where I am right now? And I'd say that the shift happened when I was about 20 years old, which was 4 years ago. And I was a sophomore going into my junior year of college. And I wasn't doing so well, wasn't doing so hot in school. And I'd always had this paradigm, you know, of not doing well in school. And it was a really bad semester. And I had been not telling the truth to my parents about how I was doing in school. And I get home and, you know, they see the report card and my mom's not happy. And this was, believe it or not, this talk we, you know, my mom and I had was probably one of the most impactful moments, even though she didn't do a whole lot. So we sat there for like a good hour, and she was like just asking me, like, what's going on? Right? Like, what is going on? You're not telling the truth. Your grades aren't as good. Nothing's lining up. And, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Eckhart Tolle, but he became someone that I started listening to when I was 21. I have so religiously since. He talks about like the space and giving people the space that they need. And my mom gave me a space for about an hour to really just sit there and reflect. And I had this like emotional eruption. And I was just like hysterically crying because I was just realizing how inauthentic I had been living. Just really living a life, like trying to, you know, waking up in the morning every day, dressing up, trying to impress other people that I may see around campus. Just like so many small things. And out of that like emotional eruption and that, you know, reflection, I had a realization that I wanted three things for myself. I just wanted to be happy, I wanted to be confident, and I wanted to have great relationships with, you know, the people that were in my life. And I'm blessed because I have a wonderful mother and father, and they've raised me so well. And we have a wonderful foundation. So at home, with my dad has been always a book reader and a bookworm. So we have a library. And I went in there, and I picked up three books. One was called The Master Key System. One was called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And the third was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I got like busy right away. And the one that had the most impact was actually The 7 Habits. And I used that like my playbook going into my junior year. And I would spend at least once an hour, you know, public speaking. I don't know why, but it was kind of like, I don't know, there was like this like unconscious, like dominant goal that was within me saying, you have something to share. So I made a goal of practicing once a week to practice public speaking. What's really interesting is I did an exercise from a book my junior year, and it said, said to write down what you wanted in your career and what that looked like. So I wrote down, I wanted to do something around personal development and public speaking. And I did this really interesting journal where I like demanded the universe to help me find a mentor that would help me do that. And I could go upstairs and find that journal and that entry. And what was so funny, about a month later, I found someone. I spoke to someone when I was down in Atlanta visiting my brother for Easter break, and just randomly met this woman, and she asked me what I wanted to do in my life, and I told her, and she was like, wow, I run my own management consulting firm. I just designed a diversity and inclusion program for 75% of employees of this company. Come work down, you know, come and work with me. So I'm like, okay, like I have no idea what she's talking about. I don't know what consulting is. So that summer, I go down to Atlanta, and I had an opportunity to start consulting, and I got to co-facilitate and teach diversity and inclusion, about 30 classes up and down the East Coast, and it was amazing, like huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, my self-expression. I mean, I just felt like I ripped my chest open. It was an unbelievable opportunity. I worked mainly with, corporate employees. And so I connected with them, but like there was still something missing. And so my senior year of college, I took a moment to reflect and I said, well, I still want to do something in personal development. I just don't know if it's like in the corporate realm, you know, because I'm not really a corporate employee yet. I'm 21, but I sat on that. And it's funny how, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's the second semester of my senior year, and I'm home because my brother plays basketball and they're playing for a conference championship, and it's a Saturday. And so I'm sitting there, like, you know, in my room, and I get up and go into my mom's room, and she's like, look at this front page article in the Atlantic City Press, which is a really big newspaper around here. And it says, you know, racial incident mars Atlantic City Holy Spirit game, which is basically my brother's high school, this other high school. There's this huge racial incident that happened, and it made a bunch of crazy at Atlantic City Press 3 times in 1 week. And then I saw that, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is my old high school. My brother goes there. It's around diversity and racism, and I just taught diversity and inclusion. Like, this is a huge opportunity. So I called up my mentor, and she said, you better call them up right away, and I did. And I called the principal up and I said, hey, this is Tyler Miller. I graduated there in 2011. And here's what I've been up to teaching diversity and inclusion. I saw this article and I thought, you know, how can we help? And she said, I think we answered our prayers. And it was amazing, right? I remember calling my mom, you know, I was a senior, like my second semester, told my mom, and she was like crying. She was so happy. And it was such a really cool experience. And we got to go in and do listening sessions with the students to really figure out what happened. And we did a 6-hour diversity and inclusion workshop with the students and also the staff. And that workshop with the students is where I connected with students, because we were able to create this space, my mentor and I, where they felt comfortable enough to talk about the challenges they were facing, and then just this determination to live powerfully no matter what. And this like sense of community came out of that when we created that space. And it was amazing to see these kids come together and support one another and stand up for one another. And I thought, you know, oh, you better be 21 to really have this realization. Here are kids in high school. And so there my paradigm of, you know, youth empowerment, you know, it shifted from college to high school. Yes. And I did that workshop right when I graduated college. And so I was like busting my butt all summer, right? Trying to get more leads. And like I had all these meetings. I felt like I got no traction. And so then my dad was like, you know, you should probably substitute to teach a little bit as you're doing this, just to get some work and, you know, to, you know, see if you really want to work with kids. So I did. And so this is September, you know, 2015, and I'm working and I'm still marketing to some other schools, not getting any leads. And I'm designing another program for this high school. And so my mentor, and she's the president of a management consulting firm called Carver Associates, she said, go pick up this book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. And she said, because we're going to use that content for the workshop in January. So I picked it up, and the author's name was Sean Covey. So for some reason, I just looked up his name, and I checked him out, and I see he's basically leading this whole school transformation process called The Leader in Me. which is in over 3,000 schools around the world, and they basically infuse these seven habits, and these habits of highly effective people within schools, and they're transferring schools all around the world. I'm like, what in the world am I doing trying to reinvent the wheel? Here's a school providing this change all around the world. They have a process. So I did whatever I could. I went to an event, and I got my foot in the door, and I got hired with them about a year ago. And it has been one of the best experiences, because I've had the opportunity to grow and to impact schools and to see schools go from the beginning to end of 1 year. The growth and transformation is amazing. And it just reaffirms my belief that this is something that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And which leads me to the life coaching, which I recently started up. So I've done some workshops this past year. Paula, have you ever noticed there's some blind spots in your life that you miss, and they show up over and over again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And so that can happen. For me, what did you say?
Yes, that can happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People have some blind spots in their life that, trying to get somewhere, but you feel like you keep ending up in the same place, right? And there's a blind spot there. And that was happening to me when I was teaching. But whenever I was teaching, I wasn't able to be fully self-expressed. I couldn't be completely vulnerable, and I couldn't figure it out. And this was probably about, 6 to 8 months ago. And I was like, man, this is not good, because I was getting ready to start doing more student work, assemblies, and 7-week leadership workshops for kids. And I thought to myself, I cannot be, limited in my self-expression and being authentic when it comes to working with middle school kids who live in, in the hood or in the ghetto or in the urban areas. I really got to be able to be authentic with these kids if I want to connect with them. And so, again, it's funny how just the universe works out. A close friend of mine, Brianna, she reached out to me and said, hey, you should come check out this workshop I've been going to. And I ended up doing it, and it was amazing. I had an amazing breakthrough, and I was able to discover this blind spot, right? And this blind spot was, I forgot about this, but I was bullied from kindergarten to seventh grade for repeating kindergarten. And it showed up over and over again in every area of my life. So, what happened was I went to kindergarten at this one school, and then I was a year younger than everybody else, and that school gets shut down. And so I go to a brand new school, and my parents put me back in kindergarten again because they thought I would be in my right grade, and I'm at a new school, right? And just logical thinking, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get to this new school, one of my old classmates from the old school was in this new school, but she was in first grade, and I was in kindergarten. And when I was at this workshop, I was like, oh my goodness, I remember this girl. She used to torture me, make fun of me in front of my friends. And I thought I was in kindergarten, and I go home and tell my mom. She's like, no, I could tell you that girl's name. I'm not going to say her name. And she was like, but she used to pick on you until you were in seventh grade and you used to come home devastated. So it's like, oh my goodness. And it kind of just clicked, because for as long as I can remember, I've always had a hard time telling the full truth. It was I was afraid of telling the whole truth because of that whole incident.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up over and over again in my life. And it was perfect timing, because when I figured that out, that was the connecting piece that I could use when I did assemblies with kids. Bullying is a huge issue with schools, right?
Yes.
And now I had a personal story that I had suppressed for years and years that I was able to use to connect with these kids. And it was amazing. I did 7-week leadership workshops, and I had 45 kids for 7 weeks, and my first 2 weeks, I thought it was the best kids in the school. And then I followed with the principal week three. And she's like, no, these are the kids who have the most challenges, and they're usually causing the most issues. And it was a beautiful thing. That's kind of been, my journey to where I am right now. And now it's just, I'm in this space of, okay, how can I start, branching off and doing some of my own work, because I'm working for a Franklin Covey, and I would like to do some of my own coaching and working with students, which is why I started doing some life coaching.
Yes.
And again, a wonderful opportunity opened up with my niece, Jade. And a little bit ago, her mother reaches out to me. She's like, hi, Jade's 13. And she is on, she has ADHD. And we really want to get her off her medicine because, you know, she just acts like a zombie. She's not really herself. However, when she's not on it, you know, she's not making the smart decisions and choices. And like, we started coaching me and my niece, and it's been amazing. Like, once a week, an hour of coaching. And it's been an amazing thing because now I have the opportunity to connect with my niece, Jade,
yes,
and support her. And it's, I think it's opened up another opportunity of, like, what I get to learn about students that do have ADHD and what are some ways that we can support them in a more, you know, organic and, you know, ways that don't require, you know, taking medicine. Of course, I'm not suggesting anybody take their chosen off medicine. That was just her parents' choice. And I would like to support him the best way possible. So, yeah, so that's kind of a journey. I know that was a mouthful.
Oh, Tyler, it's beautiful. I'm your passion for youth empowerment. I mean, that is so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. Oh my gosh, the lives you can change, because that is huge. It really is, Tyler. You know what kids go through, you know, going through school and bullying, as you mentioned, and just, you know, feeling they don't have any power, and to help them know that they do have power, and, you know, they're cared about and loved, and oh my gosh, what a beautiful route you have taken. It's absolutely fantastic. And with you mentioned coaching, so Tyler, is that individual coaching with students that you do as well as your group events?
Okay, so good question. So the workshops I've done have been in group settings, typically. You know, they've been like a group setting for about, you know, I try to get to 30, but like 45 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I've recently just started the one-on-one coaching.
Wow.
Which I think it gives it a little bit more depth, obviously, you know, because you're working one-on-one with someone.
Yes. And the relationships you must build. You know, you connect with so many lives. I can imagine that's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It makes it rich, you know?
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. So what would you say are the ins and outs of your career and you know, with doing what you do?
Yeah, so the ins and the outs. So in terms of, like, with Frank and Covey, that has to do a lot with professional development for schools. And there's a specific framework and process that we use. And so I basically support a school wherever they are in that process. And so with this, you know, when you think about schools and challenges that many schools have, they basically fall into three categories. You have the leadership aspect, and then you have the leadership and life skills, then the culture of the school, and then the academic. And so this process that I help schools embed within their school addresses all of those three challenges in an interrelated approach in a very holistic fashion over 3 or 4 years and continuing on after that. So depending on where a school is in the process, I'm going to support them with one of those challenges and implementing some structures and some systems. And we really focus on, which is the biggest thing, is the paradigms. So this is huge, right? And so if you've ever read the book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the author, Stephen Covey, he talks about a model that people can use to change their habits and to get new results. And it's called the see, do, get cycle. So see being at the top, and imagine an arrow, you know, going from the side of see down to do, and then the arrow follows around and gets to get, and then it goes back into see. So the C is basically like how we see the world. It's our paradigms. And the do are the behaviors, and then the get are the results. And so what most, you know, with a natural, you know, tendency for educators in schools to say, okay, we're just going to do something different this time. This is a new program. We're going to do something different. We're going to expect a different result. But that's not, you know, that's not sustainable. And so what we focus on is really getting to the paradigms of how these educators see themselves, how they see education, how they see their students, because the truth is their behaviors naturally flow out of how they see people and how they see the world. So it's a constant reminder and reminding them, even though we do these workshops, about, like, really living this stuff yourself, because you can't turn around and, you know, tell these kids to start doing these new things and living these new habits, you're not living it for yourself. So it's a combination of like personal development and making it real for them, but also giving them some structures and tools so that they can make this a sustainable process for their school that's going to serve their students.
Yes.
Right? These students are going to gain lifelong skills that are going to impact their own life. It's going to impact their family lives. Because a lot of the schools that I work with, you know, they're in urban areas. You know, 50% of the kids get breakfast from the state. And so there's a really big opportunity to support these kids, and these kids can turn around and have an impact on their family and their community. So in terms of Franklin County, that's what it looks like. And on the side, I've done some, like I mentioned, some student leadership development work. And that's working specifically more with kids, which is, you know, what I'm, my hope and aspiration is to turn that into my full-time career, right? So that right there, like working with kids and the life coaching. And I also started doing some program development for school. So what I've basically done is I just finished up an event about 2 weeks ago. I basically worked with school to create an event called the Classic Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a holistic event where students will go through a series of workshops that inspire them to take action in their lives. And so when I look at life, you know, it's so important that we address and we take care of all the, you know, important aspects of our life, the body, mind, heart, spirit. And it happens. Like, we're out of balance. Sometimes our relationships are really good, but then our health is really bad, or our business is really good, and then our health is really bad. And so I wanted to give these students, and for me, I wanted to do that because I know that I'm operating at the best when all of those things are in balance. So I saw this as a really cool opportunity to give students some workshops that address all those, you know, important elements of what it means to live a healthy and fulfilling life. So what I've basically done is I worked with the school and I figure out what are the 5 or 6 key areas you think that are going to support your students the best moving forward. And then when I go out and get some great speakers to come in and they'll do some workshops. So the past one we just did was at a school near my town, basically had 7 speakers come in. One did a keynote, and then the 5 content areas was around college readiness, mindfulness, holistic, you know, eating and juicing and creating a strong morning routine, like doing some really cool breathing exercises, like what Tony Robbins does, like a bunch of things, like unorthodox things that kids wouldn't really be used to, but are just going to set them up to do great things.
Yes.
And then we did something around like goal setting, but not the traditional goal setting. Like learning how to, you know, quiet your mind in the morning and figure out what is that, like, that meaningful and purposeful goal. So that's you know, one other thing that I've been doing. So that's kind of like the ins and outs of,
yes,
you know, what I'm up to right now. And then also, yeah, that's what it'd be, the ins and outs. That's good.
I love it, Tyler. And I just, you know, I just keep thinking of the difference you're making in so many lives. Oh my gosh, it's absolutely beautiful, and I bet these schools are just so grateful and excited to have you. That is so fantastic. My gosh,
I appreciate it.
You know, and that little bit of beautiful positive energy that you're creating, it's just expanding. It's just expanding. Mm-hmm. I think that is so beautiful. What a path for you to have taken. I love it.
Thank you, Paula.
I love it so
much. I'm loving this interview. I told you this was my first interview.
Yes.
I was so nervous.
Don't be nervous, because I'm
so nervous.
I'm sending you a big long-distance hug.
I feel it. I'm definitely calm. I feel like slow. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Yes.
I'm really happy that we did that.
Yes.
So,
it is just so wonderful.
So
oh, well, we have to pop out for a break. So, everyone,
okay.
Tyler and I will be right back. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program. And look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Tyler Miller. And Tyler, oh my gosh, he's just got me speechless. I'm so emotional. The work he does in empowering our youth, it's just beautiful. Tyler, what you have, you know, put out in your life, the lives you're changing and make a difference in, it's so beautiful. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Paula.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm really excited to share with everyone that you also have a radio show, and it is called Embracing Your Classic Spirit. So tell us about your show, Tyler.
Sure, I'd love to. So it's called The Tyler Miller Show, as you mentioned, Embracing Your Classic Spirit. And man, it's funny, about a year ago, I was talking with a close friend, Brianna, the one who, in the last segment we did, she is the one who invited me to a workshop where I discovered this blind spot. And she does some coaching, some virtual assistant work. She runs her own company. And I was telling her I would love to start doing something on the web, like getting content out. And she said, just take a day to really start writing down, what do you think it would be about? And I wrote down a couple titles, and the classic spirit is what stood out. And when I really just thought about it, what that meant for me is someone who is like living their life authentically, like what's true to them. And that comes up for me because when I went through that shift in college, I was reserved, and I was always hiding the fact that I had a spiritual life, and a spiritual practice, mm-hmm. of reading spiritual books, of journaling, of meditating, and all that stuff. Like, I just gravitated towards it. And I remember, like, my junior year, whenever my friends would come over, I would, like, hide it. I was like, I don't want anybody to know that I do this kind of stuff, even though it kind of just, like, oozed out of me. Like, I remember my one friend, Megan, was like, yeah, I think spiritual, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Why would she think that? Right? But it's just, I guess, the way I carried myself. But for me now, it's, I'm at a place where I'm looking at my life, and it's like, I want to be as authentic as I can so that I can be a light for others. And embracing my classic spirit means just being authentic about that.
Yes.
Not having a reservation when I know I should be saying something. And, I have an opportunity with the work that I do to just let that out, to share authentically yes. what I'm about. And I wanted to, and what I've noticed too, just by, working myself, going to workshops and reading some books, and what I've noticed is that, the quality of our life, right, it just significantly increases the more that we support, we're in communication with other people, and that, like, we can create a sense of community when we lock arms with other people and, like, open up this dialogue. And for me, that's what I wanted to start doing. I wanted to open up this dialogue of what it means for people to embrace their classic spirit. Right? Yes. The classic spirit is like, it's original, it's real, it's yours, it's your own. And everybody has that own unique funkiness, whatever it is about themselves. And I wanted to open up that space and that conversation of how people are doing that in their own unique way. What does that look like for them? And so that's why, I had the universe, again, worked in a really interesting way. A coach reached out to me about starting my own radio show. And I said, you know what, I think this is a sign, I need to do this thing. And I decided to pull the trigger. I got my first show coming up this week, which I'm so excited about.
So exciting.
And it's really interesting. I'm blessed. It's really a cool opportunity. So I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I know this is something that's just going to help me just live to the fullest. And just live full out.
Yes. You're going to be so fantastic, Tyler. You are.
Thank you, Paula.
That is such a powerful message, to be authentic to yourself. Be who you are. I have to share, when I first started radio almost 3 years ago, I wanted to end the shows with love, hugs, blessings, but I went, oh my gosh, I can't say love. I can't tell people I love them. They're all going to think I'm a weirdo. And then after a few months, I said to myself, you know what? I have to be Paula. I have to be me, and I'm going to say it. And so I do. But, you know, that's something that we all go through. It's like, this is me. This is what's authentic and how I want to be. But there's a little bit of fear. If I'm that, how will I be viewed? But, you know, just I think just revel in what you are and love yourself and be proud of what you are, you know. But it's, I love that. That's a great message, Tyler.
Thank you.
Your radio show is going to reach so many, and it's going to be so positive. And I know that you are really big on positive attitude. Let's talk about positive attitude for a few minutes. Share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I definitely love the positivity. I got really big into it. Like when I had that shit, I was like, Mr. Positive Guy, right? Like when I discovered this whole, the books about it, the lifestyle, and I was like over the edge. But now I've come across quite a few people of what, you know, the energy we can create when we come in contact with people.
Yes.
I've been listening to this guy, Jake Ducey. He's around my age, and he is doing extremely well. He's got a couple books out. One is a forward written by Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. So he is doing really well in his career. And he talks about energy and that we can create positive energy with a smile alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so powerful. He was like, just think of like the thoughts that arise when you smile, right? Like what happens when you do that? And so for me, I started creating a practice, and it always changes, but a practice of, you know, starting every morning with, you know, with some gratitude, of focusing on at least three things I'm grateful for. And then in the mirror, I all have a list of things that I look at, right? I have, first at the top, just smile through this whole exercise. So I'm like smiling with a big old grin on my face. And I'm saying, again, 10 things I'm grateful for and going through my goals and whatever. But it just, I don't know what it is. It just creates a different experience, a different physiological experience when I just smile. So my big thing that I've been focusing on has been smiling, you know? And you can be that spark. Because a lot of times people walk around with that straight face, and it's just like straight face everywhere. But the minute you show a little smile, people perk up a little bit.
It can change energy in a room.
It can change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Walk in a room with a big smile, and you can see the effect. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true, Tyler. That is so true. And, you know, what you said about gratitude every morning, I really believe that, you know, start your day with gratitude and focus on what you're grateful for, and it's going to affect the whole day, and it's going to affect what you manifest.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Because you're changing your focus.
Yes.
Right? From limit, which is, I mean, normal. I've had those days when I don't meditate as much. I notice that I'm just not as open. I'm not calm as much, but when I'm in a state of gratitude and I start my day out like that, I'm open to, you know, like new possibilities, and it's just a different start in the day.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And the fact that you share that with so many, you know, the positive energy that you're going to be sharing with your new show, that is so exciting, Tyler.
I'm excited.
Gosh, yes, I'm really excited to to tune in and hear you on a regular basis. What would you say at this point in your life? You've got your show, you have the amazing work that you do with the youth. So do you see anything different in the future, or are you feeling pretty good where you're at and just excited to see what unfolds from here?
So that's a good question. So I would say I definitely see some more things opening up with working with students on a one-on-one basis. That I think is going to be a focus moving forward and a big opportunity to connect with kids on a deeper level. And I would say that would be the focus moving forward.
Yeah, I love it. It's really going to be beautiful to see what unfolds for you with all the positive, beautiful energy that you're putting out there and the work you do for others.
Thank you.
This is going to be really
great. I mean, to lock arms and communicate with people like you, or also, you know, living out your mission and sharing. I mean, you're playing a part, right? Because you're having other people who are playing big and sharing the light, and you're having them come on your show, which is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Because
you're opening it up to other people, and it's just great, you know?
So how would you describe living a spiritually conscious life? How would you describe that?
How to describe living a spiritually conscious life? Well, I think it comes back to, I've always been a big, I think living a spiritually conscious life means really being in the now, and doing whatever practice that looks like for you, doing that so you are, you're living life presently, right? And for some people that may look like meditating, for some people that may look like walking, taking deep walks, but whatever you can do to connect back to the present reality, I think is what it means to live a spiritually conscious life. Because I think if I've developed that practice of doing my best to be like in the now and present with people, you know, it increases my ability to impact, to influence, to serve people. But the more I'm like caught up in my head, which is a normal thing, you know, thinking about what I think things should be like, or thinking about how they should be like, or how I'm not happy about things, that's when I'm like really disconnected from the reality. And so for me, you know, living a spiritually conscious life is having that practice, right, that lifelong practice, that discipline, staying in the now.
Yes, yes. So to the listeners out there that really want to have, you know, a sense of living in, you know, a spiritually conscious life and to create genuine human relationships and to have that, you know, self-empowerment. You mentioned being grateful every morning, something you do, I think, right, is beautiful. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners that may be something they could do beginning today to put themselves and create that positive mindset and that peaceful feeling that we get when we are in the now and connected to source? Any recommendations?
Right. I've done so many things, I'm sure you had too, over the years, where you compile a list of different rituals and practices.
Yes.
There's so many, right?
Yeah, myself, I love affirmations. I love, you know, putting a few affirmations out every morning. Yes.
Awesome. One thing that I actually started doing was, it's a similar to affirmations, a little different. It's called incantations. Have you heard about those?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
please share.
It's what Tony, I'm sure you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yes.
So Tony Robbins, I just thought he was a regular motivational speaker guy. And then I watched a documentary called I Am Not Your Guru. And then I got a real, you know, I got a glimpse of what he's really about. He is way more than motivational speaking. And he started doing these things called incantations when he was 17 years old, and he was selling for Jim Rohn, which is a really successful, you know, entrepreneur and self-help guy. And he's been doing them since he was 17, and it's, he talks about, you know, the challenge, like the thing about incantations is you're saying the statement, but you are creating the physiological experience as well, where you're like moving, doing the statement, right? So to say, like, I have the strength to do whatever I can today to support people and, you know, changing their lives. But like saying it with so much power and conviction that you feel it. And he says you have to change the physiological experience. And I've like done some studying and some research on like neuroscience. And so when there's a thought, and it's not, when mind and body aren't in connection, there's, you know, they're not really resonating with one another, and mm-hmm. the thought that you have is not going to create the physiological experience. And that's why people say, oh, I want to, you know, lose weight, but they're like sitting on the couch, right? So you have to recreate, you know, that physiological experience and get in state. And one of the ways that he talked about getting in state is by, he was in his car, you know, he was selling these seminars. He would do a 40-minute state incantation. So I actually started doing about a week ago, and it's really weird. Like the I've had an experience of what it feels like. You feel like a different state. And so that's one thing I've been really locking onto Tony Robbins, because he is just, I mean, he is a really powerful person. He's playing so big. I think last year, I listened to one of his talks 2 months ago. He said last year he fed over 100 million people because he donated that much money.
Oh my gosh.
So he's playing really, really big in life. And so I've been really locking into him. And the thing that I keep getting from him is it's all about recreating your state. And so another thing is, like, you know, when you have a thought about, you get a bad thought, and so you give yourself 90 seconds to say to myself, okay, is this thought serving me? And if not, take a couple deep breaths, right? And then just let that thought go by. So those are some things that I've been doing, you know, presently. I just want to share what I've been doing. So those have been the two main things that have been present for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. My gosh. You know, because little things like that, what they do, Tyler, in putting out there the energy that we're putting out and then the energy we connect to. Isn't it beautiful that, you know, the whole like creates like? I just am so passionate about that. And what's so amazing, when we put out that positive energy and those positive thoughts, the things that will manifest in our lives, you know, such as we're both doing radio shows, you know, we were, you know, the things that manifest in our lives when we put that out there. And, you know, that's really exciting. It's really a beautiful thing how that, the whole energy connection works. We're all connected. Mm-hmm. We really are.
We are, and that's, you said all, right? And
yes.
We all have that ability, you know? It's,
yes.
No one's special or unique. We all have that same opportunity to create that.
Yes. And isn't that a beautiful thing to know? You know, that everyone listening today, you, myself, we all have that inside us. We all have that love and that potential of positive mindset and positive energy and our own self-empowerment. It's really something to be excited about.
Sure is.
Yeah. And you are such a tool, Tyler, in sharing so much. I just love it. And what you do with the youth, it's, you know, you're changing so many lives. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners along that line of how maybe we could spread that? I mean, you are one person and you're doing these workshops and you're going to these schools. How do we make that grow into schools everywhere? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and specifically pertaining to, you know, the work that I've been doing is what you're asking.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, anything to share the message, you know, sharing this podcast, sharing this episode, you know, connecting with me, you know, whatever, you know, and I'm sure everybody has their own unique ways of sharing, you know, sharing people's gifts and what they're up to. But, you know, off the top of my head, it's just, you know, sharing this podcast, letting people hear, you know, what it is that, you know, I'm up to, and possibly seeing who I can connect with so that I can continue,
yes,
you know, this mission that I have.
Yeah. Tell us, Tyler, how can listeners reach you? How would you like them to contact you?
Yeah, so for the time being, like I mentioned to you, my website is getting built right now. So the best way for people to reach me is through my email, which is thmiller125@gmail.com. And I'll say it again, thmiller125@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to connect with me.
I love it. I love it. And with just a few minutes left in the show, what last words would you like to share with everyone today, Tyler?
Well, one of the big things that has, I guess, like a revelation that I've realized within the past year is that we're not really alone, and that, you know, things can turn around once you start reaching out and using your resources. And when I say your resources, is your community of people, your network of people. And, you know, I'm sure I've had those moments where I feel extremely lost. And I'm not sure I'm on the right path. And I mean, I encourage everyone to just lock arms with that core group of people that are going to be, you know, in your corner, rooting you on. For me, I have a wonderful mentor, and I have a great support group of friends. So I would say make sure you just have a strong support group and a strong community, and just to be in communication with them. Because I've noticed that, I've mentioned it before, the quality of my life is just significantly better the more I'm like in service, I'm communicating, I'm with people. I think that is so important. So that would be my final sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you say that it's important then to connect with mentors or other people that are on the same path, that are looking for the same successes and
yeah, you know, goals? I would say so. You know, mm-hmm. I'd take a look at, you know, what are those most important areas of your life, and you know, filling up good people in those areas.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I got those people. The two main ones I have right now, or three main ones. I have one for, you know, the business that I run on the side. I have one for my consultant, and kind of like a life coach. And then one is more so on relationships. Those are like my main mentors when it comes to those key areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep myself open to, you know, other mentors and other possibilities.
Yeah, and that's a great message, Tyler. Keep yourself open, because, you know, you don't know who you may connect with today even, mm-hmm. you know. And I've kind of always looked at it as, you know, one hand be my goals, my research, what I do, and the other hand be wide open to, with trust and openness to what I have yet to receive and who I have yet to meet. Mm-hmm. I just love, you know, that balance that gives me.
That's beautiful. I mean, just to have that openness is great.
That's a powerful message. Oh, this has just been so fantastic, Tyler. I am just so thrilled with the work you're doing, and so many people, so many lives that you're making a difference in. And I'm very excited for your radio show. And we're just going to have to connect again. I think we're going to have to do more together. I'm really grateful to have connected with you.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm just so grateful for you opening up and letting me come on the show and share.
I love it. And to everyone out there, thank you for joining us. Have a very, very happy day. And love, hugs, and blessings. Tyler, love, hugs, and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.